Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Holy crap, I didn't know this was a thing. This wasn't on CNN International over there. Ukrainian volleyball player. Just that's all you have to do is Google Ukrainian volleyball player. Man, what a team they got. What a great team. Did you get a bunch of texts that you need to adopt a Ukrainian woman to help the cause?
Yes, with the belly button ring.
There was a couple different ones.
Yeah, yes, I saw, yes. I got that and Mattress Mac. If you bet on the Ukrainians and they win, you get your furniture free.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one, if truth be told. Yeah, I got that one too. Those are the two that made the rounds the most. Luckily, Wood did not show up with anything so far.
Did you get the one where it's so cold, this is what Wood looks like, and he had pants on?
Yes, yeah. I did. I got that one a while back. Of course, I've got a text group that pops up. As a matter of fact, one of the women in this text group, somebody's wife,
she didn't know what it was?
No. On my doorstep, I had a present, and I opened a present up, and it's a wine holder with Wood. Is the guy sitting on the bed. You saw him during pandemic, trust me. And you can literally put it, the wine in the back, it's the rack, and the wine bottle goes through the hole, the neck of the wine, and it turns into
I don't want to drink that wine.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that was.
See that one.
There's some interesting adopt a Ukraine woman.
That is more adoptable than the one I saw.
Yeah, pretty good.
The one I saw, I was like, I don't.
Well, this one.
I mean, it's not.
John seems to think, I don't know, he's got some thoughts here. What do you say, John?
I don't know if y'all remember the movie. It was 2002. Sam Rockwell played Chuck Barris.
I do remember that.
Dangerous Mind.
I do remember that because that's based on on his memoirs. It's supposed to be a real story. They made a movie out of it.
He was a gong show host. He was a gong show host and was supposed to be a CIA agent or something like this. So this is becoming dangerously eerie similar. I mean, this is like John Granato. By day, he works at Gao, and by night, he works for he's going to the Capitol riots and the Russian Ukraine war. I mean, what is this?
What's Confessions. The movie is Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Of a Dangerous Mind is the movie.
Yeah, Beautiful Mind is Russell Crowe.
Right.
Confessions of a
Dangerous Mind. It was a good movie. I remember going and seeing it where Sam Rockwell, plays Chuck Barris. And Chuck Barris claimed that he was, I can't remember if it was ever substantiated, but he claims he was actually an FBI agent, and that was one of the things he did as his cover was being part of the Gong Show.
What an interesting life. John, I'm here to tell you I'm not living nearly that interesting a life.
Oh,
just so you know.
This is a lie.
Just so you know.
This is a lie.
No, I drink and play golf. That's about it. I'm really not doing anything for my country, if you want to know the truth.
Aren't you?
No. I'm really.
Sounds like something a double agent might say.
Yeah. No,
I'm not doing anything. What? I just sit here and just play golf and poker. You left poker out.
I got a lot of bartenders I need to take care of. I don't want to.
Look at me. I drink Coors Light all the time. This is my shtick. Coors Light, Coors Light. Next thing you know, I get a picture of, I'm at a 5-course tasting in Prague. Where are you? I'm like, this is the double agent thing again. I knew it.
There's no double agent.
Set up one thing and all of a sudden, like, where's John? I think he's in Eastern Europe in the middle of a war. What? Why is John in Eastern Europe? Something to do with, I guess he had a Cabo Cup that went to Prague. It's a golf tournament. That sounds suspicious.
No, this was with my wife.
Immediately get to line one. Immediately go to line one.
Gilbert is here. What's up, Gilbert?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy? Happy birthday. Sorry we weren't here for it. Did you have a nice birthday? What'd you do?
Stay home, stay warm.
You stayed warm? It was cold out, huh?
Yeah, that's
a shame that it was cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I just called it.
Nope. Huh?
I just called it. I went for my birthday to take a picture of you and Wendy together anyway.
Yeah.
At my house. Anyway.
Did you hear that? Yeah. Did I tell you that? I think I told you that in the first segment.
Yeah, pretty sure that happened. We'll see, Gilbert. We just got back from vacation, so don't call. We'll try and get there, but that's all. No more calling for it, okay? All right, buddy.
I don't have to call Wendy no more, okay? Let you talk to her about that anyway.
Okay, that'll be good.
And by the way, the strike will be long. Well, baseball strike, don't you think?
Yeah, it looks like they're gonna. We might not have the whole season. We'll see.
No, we'll have the season.
Not the whole season.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. We'll probably, maybe not. Gilbert, did you get the Super Bowl keychain? Oh, he's gone.
No.
We sent Gilbert the Super Bowl keychain.
You did?
Mm-hmm. So I'm off the hook. I'm off the hook
he
for now.
He wants us to go to his house and take a, I just did that. I mean, that was
you
more
took
than,
a picture,
I,
didn't you?
I took. Well, we went to
and
see him.
And what sucks is he doesn't have an email that he we can just like, can I just mail you a JPEG? Nope. I need a printed picture.
Yeah. No, I just. Let me see if you agree with this.
Okay.
Number one free agent out there. I'll give you a list of guys, and you tell me who you like the best. J.C. Jackson, Chris Godwin, Devontae Adams, Teron Armstead, Orlando Brown, Mike Williams, Von Miller, Carlton Davis, Chandler Jones.
Well, okay, now look, there's different things to consider with different players. Like,
and to teams, what
like,
do you need?
Like, there's no way Devontae Adams is coming to Houston. For what?
No. Who is the most desirable
for
free
Texans?
Agent? I'm not. No, for Texans, no.
Oh, overall, Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams.
Yeah, overall, Devontae Adams. For the Texans, J.C. Jackson from the Patriots, cornerback.
Yeah.
He's the most desirable of that list. Some of those guys were like having, like I said, it's like having a closer.
Chris Godwin is scary because of the injury.
Yeah, plus Godwin, like.
Oh, he's good.
I mean, you're going to have to pay him a ton, but the injury. No, I'm not saying all those guys that you mentioned are good, but J.C. Jackson fits a need. He'll be expensive, but I don't think it's going to be crazy. You can draft a corner at another point. Like, you could potentially have two starting corners if you went after a guy like J.C. Jackson. Maybe you use your whole New England influence to bring him over. You certainly have the background where you know about his background, whether or not he's the kind of guy that you want if you're Nick Caserio. Something happened while you were gone, John, that needs to be discussed. Lovie Smith, he don't shine shoes no more. Lovie Smith, not... So here's what happened. We know that the Texans, in all likelihood, wanted to hire Josh McCown. The Brian Flores lawsuit spotlighted, once again, the lack of minority coaches in the league. And in a hiring process, in a hiring cycle where the Texans wanted to hire a guy with literally zero games coached on any level as their head coach, mm-hmm. after having David Culley for a year, they realized what a bad look it was. So out of nowhere, they went to Lovie Smith. And Lovie, being the G that he is, said, oh, okay, yeah, love to have this opportunity. Here's what's going to happen, though. I'm the head coach. I'll hire my staff, and you're not going to be on a headset in-game. It came out that Lovie Smith said, no, Nick Caserio's not going to be on my headset talking to me. I'm good. That's
perfect.
I'm glad he did that with Bill Belichick. I'm glad he did that with David Culley.
We ain't doing
I'm
that
good.
Here.
I don't need my GM on my headset. Lovie Smith basically took that job with the understanding. Everyone thinks that he took it and he's going to have to. Because somebody asked, why didn't Josh McCown on the staff? Why didn't the Texans hire him? Because it ain't the Texans staff. It's Lovie's staff, and he's not hiring a guy that was going for his same job.
Well,
that's why
they don't have a quarterback coach, though.
I understand. Now, if he's on there, then that's maybe says something.
No, I did say if he's not going to be on there, then I apologize to the Texans that this is all just a ruse.
Well, I think it's also Lovie
and
Smith.
And a placeholder.
Lovie has some leverage here. For Lovie to take the job, Lovie hired his staff. He's not having the Texans say,
by the way,
we'll figure your staff out
for you. By the way, Lovie deserves that. Lovie is a respected.
Every head coach does.
Well, you know, when you hire Culley, no, he's a puppet. I'm sorry. The only reason he got that job was because you wanted to pull the puppet strings.
You want to go down this road again?
No, it's the truth. Lovey, though?
It is the truth.
Lovey deserves this. Lovey has got, he's got pelts. He's got a stake in the game. Lovey's got, deserves
every
the respect.
Every viable head coach should get a pick their own
Well,
staff.
But that's exactly the point. Culley wasn't a viable head coach. He just wasn't. Culley was not a viable head coach. It was a reach, and it was just a let's do this so that we can run the show. And guess what? It was so bad they couldn't continue that charade.
But I think it's a good sign that Lovey Smith has the power to pick his own staff, which it's crazy that you even say that since every coach picks their own staff for the most part. And then B, can say to the GM, yeah, listen, I'm going to go ahead and not have you on the headphones. I don't need you on the headphones. Yeah. I mean, that means that Lovey has the power to run his show. Now, he doesn't have control of the 53. That's Nick Caserio, and that's fine. But there should be. This is what grown-ups do. A GM does GM stuff. Head coach does head coach stuff.
Yeah.
What's hard about that?
That's what happens. All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. We'll look at some more of the free agents out there and see if any of them do match with our club. But first, what about some insurance?
How about TGS Insurance? Text the word money to 232323. You got a chance for TGS Insurance to really, take care of your homeowner's insurance like never before. They will shop a variety of A-rated companies, and then what happens is you're going to find that those A-rated companies are very competitive when it comes to your rates. They are going to compete for your rates, and they do that with through an aggregation where TGS says, look, here's the person's address. What are your rates going to be? And the algorithm is set up to have an answer within 15. You know, there's formulas. It sets it up so you get an answer within 15 seconds. So you find out exactly how much your homeowner's insurance is going to cost for an entire year. And the great part is you could be saving in the thousands. It happens all the time. The average saving is $900 annually. And even if you've already paid for your homeowner's insurance in advance, that's not like an electric bill, contract. You can get out of it, and they give you your prorated amount back. So you could switch over today. Text the word money to 232323. That's 232323.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, when you're watching the game over at Damaris, make sure that you know what they got? Well, Dana calls them the best Mexican restaurant in the city. But they have this cheese, dipping cheese with brisket in it, or chopped beef. And it's
not a queso?
It's queso, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beef queso that is really, 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 really good.
Don't talk about it. Be about it, Yanni.
Yeah. Yanni, don't do nothing.
This whole thing should be about you bringing food up every week. That's what this whole thing should
That's
be.
That's what that should be. You're right.
Stuffed but baked potatoes.
Lazy. Let me ask you here's some guys that are out there in the free agent market. And who was it?
I was getting kind of excited looking at the free agents, thinking, the Texans are not a destination for anyone. No one's going to want to come here.
No, but
realistically, but they all like the money.
Yeah.
So the problem
is, that's what you're in it
for. Yeah, the problem is you're going to have to overpay to get people excited. But there are some guys, much more so than last year, who could end up becoming core players.
And I wouldn't mind getting some young guys. Well, don't get older guys. I mean, last year they went out and they got the Christian.
You had to do what you had to do, yeah.
Yeah, Christian Kirksey's.
So here's what's going to happen. Be smart. If you sign guys for more money, you'll sign less players. You draft a lot. You lose all these free agents you had. What they're going to do is end up playing the compensatory pick game. Wouldn't shock me to see the Texans have about four compensatory picks this year for next year's draft. Because it's how many you lose versus how many you sign. So if the Texans sign 7 and lose 12, for example, then there's certain cancellations. The Texans could be in the market for anywhere from 3 to 5 compensatory picks based on the free agents
they
lose.
They also got to be money guys, too.
Well, yeah, they have to be signed somewhere else. No, that's true. Yeah. And they can end up being sixth, seventh round picks. If they sign piddly contracts, they won't even qualify. But the Texans, I think, are in position to, especially if they they get more draft picks this year and they use all their draft picks, they're going to be in position to add, you know, maybe a, I mean, I'm thinking of the free agents they have. You might be talking about maybe a fifth and a sixth. That's fine.
Yeah.
You'll add some more picks next year. Smart teams are playing the compensatory pick game, and they're acquired. Like, every once in a while, I'll see a team acquire a player before the draft, before the trade deadline. They acquire him just with the idea of being able to let him go so that they can get a third round pick for him.
Yeah.
So if they can acquire a player for a third, use him for the year, and get a third back because they signed a big contract, you basically rented a player for free.
Yep. 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 Okay, here's some names out there. Some guys that are out there that could be guys. And I'm looking at younger. I don't want, you know, I guess you could pick up a Jerry Hughes or a, you know, there are some
for
guys.
For what?
Joe Noteboom is only 27.
Joe Noteboom is a guy I would consider?
Yeah, Joe Noteboom should be a guy that you would consider.
I mean, you know, worst case scenario, he's a swing tackle like he is over there. But I think he could compete.
He could throw
some competition
in
there.
He'd be on the field.
Yeah, throw some competition.
No, I think he'd be on the field. What about Michael Gallup?
I'd love Gallup.
I love that.
I think Gallup.
How about
would
a Russell
good,
Gage?
I think Gallup on the other side of nickel. Well, yeah, he's a special teams guy and a slot guy. Yeah, another guy, be an upgrade. Now I would move on from Brandon Cooks if I had a Gage. I would try to move Brandon Cooks for a third round pick.
How about
maybe
give the kid a couple of targets?
I mean, no, but I think if you have Gage, you have Gage. You have Nico Collins. You draft a wide receiver.
Well, you could have three good guys.
Yeah, I mean, you can have Brandon Cooks, but then you have two tiny guys in Russell Gage. Russell's not tiny, but he's not a big target.
No, he's not a big target. No, but I got a big target. He's Nico.
Yeah, you'd be okay. Well, Brandon Cooks has come out and said, I ain't moving anymore. Now, he's also MF'd the Texans.
Well, but they got over that.
But he said, I'm not moving anymore. So basically, if they decide to trade him, he's either going to retire or you're moving again.
Yeah.
And when I had Mike Jannetty on from Spot Track, it's maybe the most viral, one of the most viral tweets I've ever had. All I did was take one quote from the show. He said, right now, looking at the contracts and the way the salary
viral,
set
are
up,
you sure you want to do that? Did you go?
I'm hoping.
Did you scrub your?
I'm hoping Mike Jannetty went viral, not me. I took his quotes. He said, right now, he said, it looks like Deshaun Watson, Laremy Tunsil, and Brandon Cooks, it's inevitable that they'll all be traded. Trading Deshaun Watson, Brandon Cooks, Laremy Tunsil looks inevitable at this point. Quote unquote, Mike Jannetty, Spot Track. I put it out there. It had like 700 retweets, 2,500 likes. And it's because so many people out there, we always see about Deshaun Watson. Every fan base wants Deshaun Watson. But the amount of people who want Laremy Tunsil and Brandon Cooks, it was pretty shocking how many fan bases were like, yes, yes, must get this guy. A lot of Bengals fans, must get this guy, must get this guy. So that's what makes me wonder, you know, if you put, okay, Deshaun is Deshaun's issues or his issues. But if you were to get a 3 for Brandon Cooks and a 1 for Tunsil, I think I'd move both those guys. I think I'd move Brandon Cooks for a 3, especially if it were an earlier 3.
Yeah.
It's a top 100 pick.
Yeah, he's gone twice for a 1. He's also gone for a 2.
Yeah,
yeah, but he's a 3.
It's not happening
anymore. But guess what? For a 3rd, if I'm a team that needs somebody, that needs a receiver, that's a great buy.
I would 100% look at that. I think it could be mutually beneficial. The Texans get out from under the contract. You pick up a 3rd, maybe a 3rd and a – and you flip-flop your 6th for someone's 5th, and they get your 6th. You know, something like that. You just move up a little bit. It's something I would consider if I were the Texans. I would consider shaving it off because, you know what, this is a year that I think I would buy into. If you really are serious about taking your shots to move up more quickly, this is where, and I'm not usually a fan of this, I would potentially buy 2 core players off free agent market and then fill in with the Joseph Noteboom's and stuff like that. But I would maybe say, you know what? We're going to make a run at J.C. Jackson. We're going to get cornerback right. We're not going to worry about the draft.
How about
let's go buy one.
So Greg Rosenthal from Inside the NFL put out his top 100. And my, how some of the mighty have fallen. He's got Odell as the 18th best free agent out there.
Okay, so real quickly, I'm glad you brought up Odell. I'm watching Last Dance again with my kids. Is Dennis Rodman watching a Dennis Rodman one and all the stuff? And is Dennis Rodman, is Odell Beckham Dennis Rodman, where he looked kind of dead in the water with San Antonio, Dennis revived. Rodman, and then revived, and maybe he's got a lot more left in the tank than people thought, yeah. including me. He can't. Dennis couldn't get along. How did Dennis fit with you guys? He fit like a hand in a glove, said Scottie Pippen on there. And I'm like, maybe Odell Beckham, complete with the blonde hair and everything.
Maybe he's our Rodman.
Maybe he's going to be like a Rodman over there.
He already is. He helped them win a title. I mean, he was played a big role toward the end.
Tore his knee up again, though.
Yeah, but yeah, right. So we'll see whether or how that. But he Will Fuller, he's got all the way down at 52. Ooh, and I don't know that he should be that high.
That seems
it
high.
It does seem high for where what Will Fuller has done the last few years. Eric Reed, he has a lot lower than I thought he was going to be. He's in the, I want to say he's in the 50s as well.
Eric Reed?
Not Eric Reed. Justin Reed. Justin Reed. He's got way down here, 65. Justin Reed at 65. That's, I mean, he's a pretty good player. He's had shoulder issues, obviously, and the disciplinary issue. But I could certainly see, listen, there are some interesting names here for the Texans. How about Arden Key?
Oh, I have a pass on him. I don't know.
He came on pretty good last year.
Yeah, but he's a guy who's way. I'm not sure. You got to do homework on Key and make sure he's.
About How about that Uchenna life. Nwosu?
I consider Uchenna.
Okay, I would too. He doesn't have big numbers, and he should have bigger numbers across from Joey Bosa. But
I don't think he's a. I don't think he's an upgrade from Greenard necessarily, but they're different.
How about having more than one guy? That'd be great. Yeah.
Dell's looking at your hat. He can't. Yep. The long con. This is officially how, on the
in
move
my native
again.
Country of the Czech Republic. This is how we dress.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. Who else?
There's Austin Corbett. He's just 27. Austin Corbett.
You're not getting the players I like though.
Well, these are lower. I'm not talking about the top guys.
Okay, scroll up a little higher.
You want to go a little higher?
Yeah, like go to the 30s.
Well, I'm not.
Greg, boy,
okay.
Greg's got a good
What
list.
About Rasul Douglas as opposed to
you're
J.C.
overpaying
Jackson.
For his very best football was in Green
it
Bay.
Was.
You're over. Ask Philadelphia fans if you want to.
Yeah.
No, he's Green Bay. Rasul Douglas is.
He got plucked off the. Oh, yeah, yes, that's right. Rasul Douglas, yeah. Who else? Christian Kirk.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You go younger on your Brandon Cooks, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, everything we've done with Arizona has worked out great.
Hassan Reddick.
Yeah. Pass rusher off the edge. Absolutely.
Hassan Reddick had himself up.
Once they finally just let him play the edge again. Yeah. And if you're now, Lovey's defense is a 4-3. But you know what? Hassan Reddick played 4-3. If you play him kind of a wide nine on Lovey's defense and you let him get up the field that way, yeah, we consider Hassan Reddick.
Jameis Winston.
No.
He is the top ranked, and I think he is,
free agent quarterback
out there.
You know, Matt Ryan I felt like would be a trade candidate, but they've restructured his deal so much that it's made it to where they can't even hardly trade Matt Ryan. Like, Matt's just stuck there.
Yeah.
No. All parties.
Hey, it's ridiculous, his money.
And this is what happens when you credit card spend and you push your money back further and further. Let's hold this off as long as we can. This is what happens.
I wouldn't mind Jesse Bates.
Oh, yeah. He's not a free agent, is he?
Yeah. Jesse Bates is already out there at 25 years old.
They're not. Jesse Bates will be tagged.
What are you, Del? You're not producing any. You're out. Beat it. You're going to come in. When you come in here, are you going to do that? Okay. Time to make some money for the station. Dell wants us to make some money for the station. I want to talk right now about Champion
That's
Energy.
What that was.
You saving some money right now. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560. My peeps are going to take care of you. You're going to spend less than you ever would have. Okay. than you will with any other electricity company. I'm telling you here and now. Just save money every single month. What I need you to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Start saving. Alex Bregman does it. Okay? Why aren't you? If it's good enough for Alex Bregman, why isn't it good enough for you? All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Start saving today.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit hrp.net today. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts? This is our final segment before News of the Weird. So that's some quick hitting stuff. Lance, how about Chiefs-Bucks in the first ever game in Munich?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Do we need? Yeah, you know what?
They want to become actually international.
Munich, actually, no, yeah.
Germany and Austria.
Germany was big in the European League.
Yeah, so Germany, the rain, fire, and all that stuff.
Yeah,
Germany is a home of, you have Bernard Raymond, who's in the draft this year. Sebastian Vollmer was a second round pick. Raymond, I think, was going to be a first pick out of Central Michigan. He's Austrian. It's one of the places you're going to start to see more talent come out of. So yeah, it makes sense. More than Mexico City. Mexico City is just, it's a pure fan base thing. A growing the game thing would be in Germany.
Yep. NFL is discussing potential changes to overtime. We knew that was going to be
there. So I have Mark Ross on while you're gone, and he is the executive vice president of football operations and former, personnel executive for the New York Giants. I work with him at NFL Network. I'll see him a little bit. He was gushing about the great work that I do, and he's a good guy. He makes a lot of sense, the things he says. But Mark talked about the fact so this is the playground for the right. XFL is the NFL's playground.
Right.
They're going to try
league,
things.
Like the minor league system.
But it has not been set up to where it's a minor league system.
I know that.
It's going to be, right now what they're saying is officiating stuff, grooming new officials, technology, trying new rules out, yep, things like that. That's great because they really can't do that in the preseason. There's not enough preseason games, and they're looking to have fewer preseason games. However, you know, it does make a lot of sense when you – it'll make even more sense if they start throwing practice squad guys down there as well and really truly having a developmental league. But, I was very happy to see I think the XFL-NFL merger – it's not a merger. It's a collaboration. Because he did make a point to say, we're a standalone independent league. So it's not officially a minor league system. But I do like the fact that they're collaborating. So the NFL, if they can make their game better, make it better. Even baseball, stodgy baseball, has made changes to their – tried to make changes. Basketball has tried to make some changes. I think that there's little things that I saw at the Roughnecks game. The one game I went to, I was like, I like that. I like that. There's some other things that feel kind of hokey. I don't think the NFL is ever going to go too crazy with 2- and 3-point tries and stuff like that. But the way that they measured, you know, the chain gang that they had set up, the way they spotted the ball, like there was a lot of things that I think were that the XFL had right. And I think it's great that if you have a chance to improve your league, I think the best thing to do, one of the most important things, is going to be experimenting with overtime stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to be the most important thing.
Yep. Ali Marpet retires at age 28.
28 years old. Ali Marpet.
Seven years he was with the Bucks.
I wrote his draft. He's one of the, in the first year draft prospects I wrote up was Ali Marpet. Ali Marpet came from the small school with, like, trying to find tape on him. Where was the school he came from? It was a little difficult to find tape. He was Division III. And he went to the Senior Bowl and was a good player at the Senior Bowl. And he tested really well. He basically referenced what I thought would be the case. This is his overall...
Hobart.
Hobart College. He basically referenced his overall long-term health.
Yeah.
And he didn't say there's anything wrong with him now. But this is the first guy... I've been waiting for this to happen. Where because the money's so good for players... they're going to be able to retire sooner for fear of medical stuff. Can you think of
Patrick
another?
Patrick Willis.
Yeah, now he had a bunch of concussions stacked.
So, Marvin May too.
You know, the other one was the white linebacker.
Yes.
Was it Wisconsin or Ohio State?
It was Wisconsin.
The white linebacker from Wisconsin was the first one that I remember thinking, woo.
Yeah, he was really good.
You're on it.
Yep. Anyway, he was good, too. Played for the 49ers. He was good. And he just said, I can't.
It's Borland.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it anymore.
It was Chris Borland.
Chris
Borland shut it down very, very early because of a lot of...
Patrick Willis was right after him.
They had had some concussion issues.
And now Ali Marpa.
And I think you're going to start seeing guys retire sooner. Not all. But there are going to be some guys who say, you know what? I made my money. I like football. I don't love it necessarily where it doesn't define me. I'm going to get out at age 28 instead of out at age 34.
Yep.
Because I want my knees to be good. Maybe guys will have kids and they think, and that'll change their perspective. I do think that's one of the things from concussion protocol stuff or the CTE stuff. I do think there's going to be more and more football players, especially if they've had a concussion in the past, where they're going to say,
yep,
you know what? I'm getting out early.
Andrew Luck
got out early because his physical health. That's a major, major.
Oh, that's a,
that's key. A guy who was going to be making, you know, if he stuck around, was going to be $35 to $40 million a year.
Oh, Barry Sanders. I mean, there's plenty of guys that have done it. Sepp Straka becomes the first Austrian to win a PGA Tour event. Another Eastern Bloc country like mine. So
Sepp Stradley won a
Sepp Straka.
Oh, I thought you said Sepp Straka. Yeah.
And Phil Mickelson has lost again on top of getting all of his, my goodness, he's been stripped of his sponsors. Now also the PGA Tour said he's not hosting the American Express PGA Tour event in La Quinta either. Now, he had so much disparage, so many. Did you guys even talk about Phil Mickelson?
We didn't, and I wanted to, and then I just decided at the end, I'll just wait for you to get back. So what he basically said is that, yeah, I know Saudi, boy, they do some terrible stuff
to people. They killed journalists.
I know they killed him.
There's some
they're really, really
dangerous
terrible.
MFers.
But if we can use them to strong arm the PGA, because PGA is holding back billions of dollars from players immediately, and what I realized is that, first of all, the players are pretty down with the PGA Tour. Like, they had the PGA Tour's back.
Yeah.
This is not a contentious...
None of the big names went.
This is not a contentious Players Association versus the owners deal. The PGA Tour... Rory McIlroy came out and said, I don't know what this idiot's talking about.
Yeah, right.
He goes, we get our money from them. It was Billy Horschel came out and said, I'm involved in a lot of this. No, and Horschel plays.
Yeah.
He said, I may not know everything about this, and I may not be the smartest guy, but they're not holding back billions of dollars from us. I don't know what Phil's talking about. So he's not the first person. I'll be honest with you. I kind of was surprised at the feed. Look, it's a scumbag thing to say and do and to admit. I was surprised that everyone cut ties. Like, in a lot of other sports, people would have just stuck by it, and the news cycle would have passed. I'll give the PGA credit and their advertisers credit. They were like, nope, this isn't what we're about.
No. KPMG.
Human rights matters.
And Workday. Now, Callaway has not ended their relationship, but Workday and KPMG both did. The tour, he's not going to be. His foundation is no longer going to be something that the tour gives to, which they did at La Quinta. For those of you who don't know, Phil Mickelson said, you know what, this Saudi league, I'm going to get $100 million from them. You know what, now
we can strong arm the
PGA. I know they're terrible people, and they kill journalists, and they're bad MFers over there. But if I can use a little leverage to get some more money out of the PGA Tour, then I'm all for it. First of all, Phil, how much money do you have?
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and you've made because of the PGA Tour. And then he came back afterwards and doubled down, and he said, well, I wasn't misquoted, but it was taken out of context. And the guy who wrote it said, oh, no, you weren't. I got it. I got it all right here. Phil had diarrhea of the mouth and constipation of the brain.
Context is very obvious what context is.
He was just running his mouth. and that's what he was doing. And you know what? He was and he's paying for it. But to throw, not only did he say, you know what? They're a bunch of scumbags, but I'll get in bed with them as long as I can have a little bit of leverage against the PGA Tour.
That's what he said.
And then he's throwing this guy under the bus saying he took it out of contest. This guy makes his money from writing about guys. If guys won't trust him anymore because they feel, you know what, Phil, you're an a-hole for doing that. Because this guy is trying to make a living, you know, writing about golf, and he needs players to trust him. Alan Shipnuck did not take anything out of context.
He's been around for a long time. And you know what's funny is that all the players, it was really funny that the players came out universally. There was a bunch of people who started saying, boy, this is really going to hurt his legacy. I didn't realize what a big deal was when he said it. I just thought, wow.
I just thought it was
Phil using his inside voice outside. What a dumb thing to say. I didn't realize it would have this level of confidence. Consequences, but it really does show the stark difference between football, basketball, baseball, and golf. You can get away with doing some bad, being a bad person, doing some really bad stuff, saying some really bad stuff, backing some really bad stuff, and eventually the news cycle blows over, or you may lose some advertisers sometime. This turned into a monster deal for Phil that looks like it's hurting his legacy.
Yo, yo.
And I didn't expect that.
He'll get it back. You know, he's Phil Mickelson. He's won so much. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best golfers to ever play. Best lefty. I mean, he'll get it back.
We'll start with a long interview with somebody where he has to be really contrite.
Yes, extremely contrite. He messed up. He messed up bad. 942 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the weird coming your way next. A strange place, Lance, to put batteries. A strange place.
I wish I didn't know the story.
We'll talk about it on the other side right here. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 946, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our final segment here on the show. Glad you could join us this morning. We have Vanessa and Gallant after us, and then the bees, the killer bees will be here, and then the wheelhouse. We'll follow that right here on ESPN 97.5 and 90. I almost forgot our lineup because
gone so long. Well, I don't know what the prog lineup was that you were listening to.
Well, that's the problem. I was listening to the Czech Republic, airwaves, and I just didn't have time for this garbage. But here's the deal. Is apparently the new good news in New York, Lance. The mayor has implemented a new safety program for the city. And this weekend, only 5 stabbings. So congratulations. Well, no, make it 6. They've just got at least 6 New York City subway stabbings reported since the mayor unveiled his new safety plan on Friday.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an effective safety plan?
I tell you what, New York's never been safer.
Never. No.
Like harkens back to 1981 Manhattan, where it's like, wow, what's with the peep shows here?
Would you like now? I've got the answer to Border Patrol robot dogs.
It's effective. I can tell you this.
Do you think
the last thing I'd want to see is robot dogs rolling down on me
if I'm illegally entering a country?
You cannot. There is no. I think robot dogs, really, as much as they scare me, they might be the answer to cleaning a lot of stuff up. I hate that I'm saying that, Boston Dynamics.
Ooh, look at these robot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Along the border.
Oh, robot
they
dogs?
They can detect any movement. Anybody coming across that border? What?
Or pit
robot
bulls.
Robot dogs.
Robot dogs and pit
well,
bulls.
Well, not pit bulls, per
well, I'm
se.
I'm saying pit bulls would be effective.
Yeah. Apparently now... I teased this battery story, and it's kind of a difficult one to say.
Is there any chance that the battery story is false?
I don't think so.
I wish it was. I wish you were saying you got that from Ball Sack Sports.
Ball Sack. No, this is well. It has. It's close to Ball Sack Sports, but it's a man was hospitalized in Iran after shoving AA batteries into his.
Man place.
Man place.
Hey,
that what's the next story?
A lot of stories.
Don't expound. Don't expound. I don't want to think about it.
Aren't there an inordinate amount of stories like this?
Yeah.
Like, why do people think that other things should
be? You know what would be amazing? All right, where did this happen?
In Iran.
Oh, dude.
Don't you think about other stuff in Iran?
What are you doing? What is it about Iran that would make you want to do that? That's something someone in Florida would do.
Zion Williamson, his feelings are hurt. Apparently, there was a Mardi Gras.
Not apparently, float. We saw the video.
Yeah, we saw the video. A Mardi Gras float in a
Mardi Gras parade.
In a Mardi Gras parade, and it's a giant. It's deep fried pelicans.
It's a bucket of like
in a bucket
KFC.
Of deep fried chicken. And there's a giant picture of a really, really, really heavy Zion Williamson, and his number is 1 ton. Not one, it's 1 ton. And apparently Zion wasn't too happy with the float of himself.
So now is he threatening not to play?
I don't know if you noticed, but you lose a little bit of weight like Luka did. Guess what happens?
Good
did team. You see they went on a 26-1 run?
Against the Warriors.
Against the Warriors. Luka, at the Warriors.
Luka averaged 34 for the month. Like, Luka's getting in the mix for, after Fat Luka was, people were making fun of him pictures. Like I said, tell Dell, fat shaming kind of works. We'll see what happens with, look at James Harden came out. Slender James is killing it. Luka, killing it. Now Zion, you're up next, Zion. You coming back and playing this year, or are you just going to, you and Ben Simmons playing a game of chicken? See which one. I bet you I can hold out longer. Dude, watch my back. Watch this. Oh! I can't. Ben, you haven't played all year because of your mental issues, your mental health things.
Now it's back.
Now it's a back
health. It
moved
down here.
Yeah.
It moved.
And Zion goes, watch this. Oh, oh. I couldn't play either because I can't put weight on my feet. Why? Because I'm 340.
Jared Allen said he had to get an iPhone. You know why?
Why?
Because the Cavaliers wouldn't let him be part of the group text because it turned all of the messages green.
So, okay, this is weird.
Does it bother you?
Yeah, it does. And
it bothers
I don't know,
me, too.
That doesn't make sense.
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
But it's true. Why does it bother me when the green comes up?
It bothers me.
Because
get a phone like I've got.
Because Raheel was being a poor for a long. Well, Raheel was being a hipster. Samsung, and then finally he turned blue.
Yep.
And then Raheel turned blue. I still have some greens. I still deal with some green. One of my good friends.
So Raheel
McCool is a green
because he's in the text. It's blue.
Yeah, he switched to blue. He got shamed into it.
He should.
My friend
McCool
is a green.
That makes the screen green. You're selfish.
Our friends Paul and Brian
it's like
in
your
Chicago.
Urine. It's like yellow urine for Tom Herman.
I only have a few. I know who the greens are though.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing where I know who
my
the greens
son's
are.
My son turned into a green.
He did? Hipster? Did he go hipster?
No, he's just going minimalist. He's going minimalist.
Oh, that's the other thing you can do, too.
Yep, yep.
That's good. JT's living.
Mm-hmm.
He'll live a much happier life as a more minimalist.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, your gauge is different. He's getting away from this. Like, what you gauge as happiness is different. I don't know that he's going to live your life. I don't think he is.
No, I don't think he is either. Viagra can help dogs with a fatal eating disorder.
Hmm.
So is it just because now you can do stuff?
The pillows are about to get worn out. Oh, what is it with the shoe? Have you noticed he's not eating as much?
Yeah.
I know, but he's all over my shoe. He's all over my foot.
Do you think
get your dog off my leg.
Do you think it's really the fatal eating disorder that's bothering him or the fact that, hey, I can do stuff again?
No one wants to be around that dog.
Mm-hmm.
I heard tell you about a fantasy football draft. We were at my buddy, not Chris Solis, a different Chris. We're at his house, and all of a sudden, this dog just starts wearing this pillow out. We're trying to have a draft. Like, can you get this Pomeranian or whatever it is?
That is awesome.
Fluffy little. This dog is just going to work on this pillow. I'm trying to make a pick here, and this dog is just wham, wham, wham. Like, oh, my gosh. With the third pick of the third round, I play Priest Holmes. And that dog's like, you know what I pick?
The red weenies.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, I can't. I can't pick a tight end with this dog doing this.
Police apparently, in Waukegan, Illinois, police offered a teen McDonald's in exchange for a confession to a crime someone else committed. Do you think going to prison?
Yeah, it's called making a murderer. I've seen that before, Brandon Dassey. You think you might want some McDonald's, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. You want to watch wrestling and get some McDonald's? Yeah. All right, just say you committed the murder then. Yeah, I committed a murder. If I can watch wrestling and get some McDonald's.
Can I get fries too? No, you can't get any fries. Oh, that's all right then. A company is offering more than $6,000 to smell dog poop for 2 months. Do you want this job? There's a plant-based pet food company in Britain that is looking for a dog poop sniffer.
Is it a one-time
shot? That will pay a dog owner more than $6,000 to sniff their canine's diet for 2 months.
Nah, I'm out on that.
Well, you have a dog. You have to smell the poop anyway.
I know. I got a dog, and I got to send kids to college. I'd just rather keep working two jobs. I don't want to add a third where I sniff dog crap.
Well, you have no.
I raise children. I get to smell terrible things all the time.
No. This is what you got kids for. Hey. We got a job for you.
All right? Oh, no. I'd like
you'll make $6,000.
Now, I've got one son who would say no. Mason would do it on a heart. Mason wants to work. Now, he was looking up child labor laws the other day. When can I work? Can I file for a hardship? I'm like, what are you? I said, first of all, I love it, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, what are you going to do with this money? Why are you like, I need a car and I want to get a job. Working in a button factory?
Yeah.
Steel mill? I mean, you're 14, and this is when he's 14. He's 15 now.
I will try to find out what the labor laws in Texas are.
Like, okay.
Oh, I was working when I was 12.
Yeah, but, for your dad's
my
bar.
Dad, yeah, dad's
and
bar.
For Odd Jobs Incorporated.
Well, that
when did you guys find the time to get the paperwork and the money together to get incorporated?
Well, I think there was just a name. I'm not sure we were.
I didn't think you were actually an incorporated business.
I'm pretty sure we never.
How did y'all file? Like, did you have someone to do your filings?
We got cash. There's no filings. Filings. Hey, thanks, Mrs. Haversham, for the money. I appreciate it as her tiles are falling off in her bathroom. We're done. It's Vanessa and Gallant next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day. It's about to be legendary. Yeah, we're gonna be legendary. Gonna teach you more lessons. Got this feeling in our souls we carry. It's about to be legendary. This is what we came for. And we couldn't want it anymore. You could never turn back now. Got to leave it all on the floor. Been dreaming of the payoff. Through the struggles and the trade-offs.
Fighting bye, bench.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.